actually, I mean, in the last couple of years, it's been amazing. I mean, the Commonwealth Games that we had up in Glasgow were incredibly successful. We had the most successful World Championships ever in Kazan last summer. We got young Adam Peaty, you know, only 21, and James Guy, 20, that are leading the way for the fellas. They've both qualified because this week we've got our Olympic trials, which are happening in Tollcross in Glasgow. And the bar is set incredibly high. And I must admit, Adam is a very contagious character. You know, he's so successful and so confident, and that's been rubbing off on the rest of the team. So I'm very much looking forward to being in Rio. It's going to be my 11th Olympic Games, and I think there's going to be a pretty good party on the beach.
You're not old enough to have been to 11 Olympic Games, Sharon.
I started very young. My first ones were at 13 back in 1976.
Good Lord, really? Were you 13, really?
I was, yeah. And I'm only 18 at the next one. Amazing. So work that out.
I was just reading, actually, overnight that, Australia had just a horrendous London 2012, certainly in the pool. They were pretty much flopping in the pool there. But it looks like they're looking to make that good come Rio. They had their national trials in Adelaide, and they're looking pretty good, the Aussies, again.
Yeah, they got kind of told off very loudly in the media after having not a very successful Olympics, as you said, in London. And I think they've sorted themselves out. But having said that, we've seen medals in the swimming pool now across the board pretty well. I mean, Russia, Australia, America, of course, us, and the Brazilians will be very strong too, you know, and people like Katinka Hassu, Hungarian lady, will dominate in the women's events. So I think the great thing about swimming is that it's not dominated by one particular country. They expect the Americans to win quite a few, and of course, a certain Michael Phelps will be back in the swimming pool again. Having retired and hung his goggles up, he got back in again, so we're all looking forward to seeing that.
Can I quickly ask you about Max Litchfield? He's one of the Yorkshire swimmers.
Good swim last night.
Yeah, exactly. What can we expect from him over the future? Because obviously he's only a young man.
Yeah, fantastic 400 metres individual medley last night. His first major, British title, and dominated the race. Very exciting. I mean, it's always good to see young prospects coming through. Whether this Olympic Games might be just a little bit quick for him to put himself on the podium, but the good news is that it's great to go and get that sort of experience ready for Tokyo, which is 4 years away. And as we know, these Olympic Games come around so fast. I mean, I cannot believe it's 4 years since London.
It has come around, really, really come around fast, hasn't it? There were some mixed feelings in that meeting last night as well, because it's Fran Housel and Amy Wilmot. Yeah. Didn't get the Rio qualifying times.
And I don't think Jazz Carling did either, actually, in the 800 metres.
Crumbs.
Yeah, I mean, to be honest, I was actually out working last night, as I was saying, doing these awards in Exeter, so I didn't see it. I've just been catching up on Twitter the results this morning. But the qualifying standards are incredibly high. I think so far we've only got three qualifiers, which we will be taking a bigger team than three. I can absolutely promise you that, including, obviously, like the men's medley relay, where we stand a huge chance for the medal. So I think those qualifying standards have been put there to raise the bar. And then Bill Furness, who was Rebecca Abington's coach, will make all the final decisions on what his team is. But I think he just wanted to push that it's all about excellence and it's about achievement. It's about going there with, a genuine chance of making finals and winning medals.
And Sharon, if people want to find out a little bit about bowel cancer, whereabouts can they go to? What websites can they go to?
Yeah, please go to www.beatingbowelcancer.org, where there's so much fantastic information and great access to specialised nursing care as well.